Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Which players are overvalued according to Fantasy Pros average draft position? Let's find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, February 17th. I am Frank Stanfill, joined by Scott White. And Scotty recently wrote an article on the site, the most overvalued players, according to ADP. And one of the first names on that list, Scotty, is Francisco Lindor at pick 49.3. Why is Lindor overvalued?
Because where he's going. that, like it's almost like last year didn't happen. He had 230, 20 home runs, 10 steals. I mean, it would be one thing to give him that kind of benefit of the doubt if it was at third base, like a position of real need. But at shortstop, for him to go 20 spots ahead of Corey Seager, 40 spots ahead of Carlos Correa, who's, I think, is likely to deliver a better batting average and maybe an equal number of home runs. So he's just, you know, not getting quite the steals that Lindor is, but 40 picks difference, really. And that's even relying on Lindor to bounce back to some extent. What I think people are not seeing about Lindor's season last year is that, you know, there was a new ball and he was able to get by with low BABIPs, a high fly ball rate, with the previous ball because it led to 30 plus homers a year, right? But with this new ball, if all those fly balls he's hitting are, if more of them are resulting, if they're not carrying as well, so more of them are resulting in outs, that is going to drag down his batting average. I don't think it'll be as bad as 230 every year, but I'm not counting on 260 necessarily. So I just think there are shortstops with similar or perhaps even more upside who are going much later.
All right, let's move over to Randy Arozarena, who has an ADP of 58.3 towards the end of the fifth round in a 12-team league. Scott, why do you find yourself fading Randy Arozarena?
Yeah, so much of his stock is dependent on him stealing 20 bases when he only had a success rate of 2/3 on stolen bases last year. So it's not even clear that the Rays are going to give him as much of a green light. And that's kind of the least questionable part of his profile too, because he was one of the biggest overachievers according to StatCast last year. They gave him only a 222 xBA, only a 369 xSlug, based on his quality of contact, his batted ball profile. So there just seems to be a ton of downside here. You look at somebody ultra safe like Brian Reynolds going 40 picks later. And again, I know there's a steals difference there, but it's not such a significant steals difference that it's worth taking on extra risk at a much higher cost.
The Orioles are pushing the walls back in left field of Camden Yards. But Scott, I know even before that, you were off of Ryan Mountcastle. The ADP is 114.8. Why were you off of him even before this move in Camden Yards?
Again, I think people are just giving too much credit to what he actually did, or I guess I should say didn't do last year. He did hit 33 home runs. It's a solid total. Hunter Renfro hit 31 home runs and is going like 60 picks later. And like his profile seems more sustainable than Mountcastle's, because you look at the batted ball profile for Mountcastle, he overperformed his expected slug. He has terrible plate discipline. He's in a horrible lineup. So the runs, RBI, they weren't there last year. They're not going to be there moving forward. There's not much hope for batting average with as much as he was striking out. And now, as you mentioned, they're pushing the walls way back at Camden Yards, specifically in left field, and where he hit 2/3 of his home runs last year. So I was already expecting a decline to like maybe 25 home runs. I don't know if he's getting to 20 now. And like I said, there's not much there to go with the power.
The last name on this list is Trent Grisham. He has an ADP of 134.3. Still wound up with 15 homers, 13 steals last year, but definitely was a disappointment, Scott. And even at this lower ADP, you were saying to stay away from Trent Grisham.
Yeah, I just don't think there's much power here anymore. He got off to a hot start last year, actually. So it was, things got really ugly really fast. And I mentioned the new ball for Francisco Lindor. Grisham is even a clearer example of a player who was impacted by it. Only 38th percentile for average exit velocity. He doesn't impact the ball very hard. He doesn't, with the way it carries now, I'm not sure there's enough over the fence power here to elevate him, considering he's kind of marginal everywhere else too. Like there isn't really a standout skill here, and the power is now below average. So I just don't see him as more than a fringy option, even in 5x5 leagues.
Alrighty, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye!
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.